SIT rep ISR, Trump orders Navy to shoot Hormuz miners, Katz awaits US green light to strike Iran, issued 21:32 Israel time, 18:32 UTC, Thursday the 23rd of April 2026. Bottom line, President Trump publicly ordered the US Navy to shoot and kill any vessel mining the Strait of Hormuz, while Israeli Defense Minister Katz declared Israel is prepared to resume war against Iran and is awaiting a US green light to strike Iranian energy infrastructure and the new Supreme Leader. Iran's top nuclear negotiator, Ghalibaf, resigned from the negotiating team amid reported IRGC interference, further complicating ceasefire diplomacy. The coverage window is dominated by three interlocking escalatory developments. Trump's public shoot-to-kill order for Hormuz miners, accompanied by a tripling of US minesweeping, marks a sharp rhetorical and operational escalation in the maritime confrontation with Iran. Simultaneously, Israeli Defense Minister Katz publicly declared Israel ready to resume the Iran war, pending a US green light, with targets already designated team structure. Ghalibaf's resignation amid IRGC interference removes the primary diplomatic interlocutor, just as US-Iran talks were expected to resume, and coincides with a reported NYT assessment that Khamenei is gravely injured and the IRGC is consolidating control. On the Lebanon front, the IDF killed two armed Hezbollah operatives in Ainata and uncovered a 25-meter underground command center in Qiyam, while Israeli strikes in Shokin and Yatar killed three and wounded two, respectively. Iran. Ghalibaf quits negotiating team. Trump orders Hormuz shoot to kill. Trump's Hormuz order, President Trump announced he has ordered the US Navy to shoot and kill any vessel placing mines in the Strait of Hormuz and directed minesweeping operations to continue at triple intensity. The Pentagon separately announced a maritime interdiction of a sanctioned vessel in the Indian Ocean transporting Iranian oil, the latest in a series of tanker seizures. Ghalibaf resignation, Israeli N12 correspondent Ehud Yari reported exclusively that Iranian Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf resigned from the nuclear negotiating team following IRGC interference. The TLDR Iran SIT rep corroborates this, noting the resignation triggered a 3% jump in Brent crude to $105.50. Ghalibaf had earlier posted on social media that Iran has one leader, one people, one path, framing that aligns with IRGC consolidation messaging. IRNA attributed to Iran's ambassador to Russia the claim that Trump cannot win through talks what he failed to win in war, a posture signal, not a factual claim. Khamenei condition, the Times of Israel reported, citing an NYT assessment, that the IRGC is in control and Supreme Leader Khamenei is gravely injured. Behold, Israel relayed NYT reporting that Mojtaba Khamenei has undergone three surgeries on one leg, may require a prosthetic, is recovering from hand surgery, and has severe burns to his face, making speech difficult. These reports have not been independently confirmed by trusted primary sources. Hormuz traffic and economic pressure, the TLDR Iran site rep assessed Hormuz traffic at near standstill. Two tankers, Thursday versus a 7-day average of 5.1, with the US blockade assessed as effective despite Iran's attempted Chabahar workaround. Analysts cited by Times of Israel assess the Iranian economy can withstand the blockade for weeks to months before significant impact, contradicting Trump's framing of immediate collapse. The Pentagon denied a Washington Post report based on a classified congressional briefing that demining Hormuz would take 6 months, calling it dishonest journalism. Air defense activation unconfirmed. Al-Manar reported that Iranian news agencies announced activation of air defenses in Tehran. This claim originates from a propaganda outlet relaying unspecified Iranian agencies and has not been corroborated by trusted or mainstream sources. It may signal heightened alert posture or information operations. Lebanon Northern Front. IDF kills two Hezbollah operatives, uncovers 25M underground command center. IDF kinetic activity. The IDF confirmed it killed two armed Hezbollah operatives who approached IDF troops in the Ainata area of southern Lebanon, describing them as posing an immediate threat. Since the ceasefire took effect, the IDF states it has killed over 25 Hezbollah operatives and destroyed hundreds of sites in the southern Lebanon security zone. The IDF disclosed discovery of a 25-meter deep underground command center inside a civilian clothing store in Al-Qayyam, containing weapons and runes used for managing Hezbollah operations. Strikes in Shokin and Yatar. The Lebanese health ministry reported three people killed in an Israeli strike on the Shokin road near Nabatia and two people wounded, including a child, by Israeli artillery shelling of Yatar in the Bint Jebel district. The IDF had not commented on these incidents at time of reporting. A vehicle was also struck on the Shukin Nabatia road. Hezbollah claims. Al-Manar asserted Hezbollah's Islamic Resistance carried out multiple operations against IDF forces on Thursday, including targeting a gathering of soldiers in Tebe with a loitering glider and shooting down a reconnaissance glider in Majd al-Zun. These claims originate solely from a designated terrorist organization's outlet and are unconfirmed by independent sources. Bint Jaibel News relayed a report from Hebrew website Kippa that the Israeli army is aware of Hezbollah operations over the past 2 days but is not publicly announcing them. Ceasefire diplomacy Aoun confirmed a Washington meeting this evening to seek ceasefire extension with Ambassador Nada Hamadeh Mahmoud, carrying Beirut's demands including a halt to home demolitions and attacks on civilians. Journalists and medical personnel. Aoun stated direct contact with Netanyahu was absolutely never an option. Al Jazeera reported Lebanon remains divided over the talks, with some backing Hezbollah's armed response. Hezbollah Minister Rakan Nasiruddin stated during a Lebanese cabinet session that people reject direct talks with the Israeli enemy. N12 reported that President Trump may join the Israel-Lebanon talks at the White House. Israeli Channel 13 was quoted by Al-Manar as saying Israelis may have once again become mired in the Lebanese quagmire, a framing from a propaganda outlet cited for signal value only. IDF defensive posture. The IDF confirmed home front command defensive guidelines remain unchanged and in effect until Tuesday, April 28, 2026 at 20 o'clock. Gaza. IDF strikes vehicle with Hamas operatives in central Gaza. Behold, Israel reported the Israeli Air Force struck a vehicle carrying Hamas operatives in central Gaza. No further details on casualties were available from trusted or mainstream sources within this coverage window. No additional significant kinetic developments in Gaza were reported during this period beyond what was covered in the prior Sitrap. West Bank, ramming attempt against IDF, Palestinian teenager killed in raid. Ramming attack, the IDF confirmed an attempted vehicle ramming against IDF soldiers in the Burqa area of Samaria. No injuries were reported and soldiers pursued suspects. Palestinian fatality, Al Jazeera, reported that a Palestinian teenager died in hospital after being shot with live ammunition in the shoulder by Israeli forces during a West Bank raid. This report has not been corroborated by a trusted primary source within this window. Settler incidents, unconfirmed. Quds News Network claimed an armed Israeli settler attacked a Palestinian farmer near Yuruf village south of Nablus, and that settlers attacked Palestinian families in Masafer Yatta, south of Hebron, wounding a girl and established a new outpost near Kisan, southeast of Bethlehem. These claims originate solely from a propaganda outlet and are unconfirmed multilateral institutions. IDF charges two Air Force technicians with spying for Iran, UNDP poverty warning. IDF espionage charges Israeli military prosecutors charge two Israeli Air Force technicians stationed at Tel Nof airbase with spying for Iran, including passing classified F-15 fighter jet materials to an Iranian intelligence agent. One soldier faces charges of aiding an enemy in wartime and providing information to an enemy. The second faces charges of contact with a foreign agent. Israel Hayom reported the pair also transmitted location data on senior IDF and political figures. UNDP poverty warning. The UNDP chief warned that disruption to fuel and fertilizer supplies from the Strait of Hormuz closure risks pushing 30 million people back into poverty through reduced crop yields. Israel awaiting US authorization, Defense Minister Katz stated after a security assessment that Israel is prepared to resume war against Iran, with IDF targets marked, and is awaiting a US green light to complete the elimination of the Khamenei dynasty and destroy Iranian power stations and economic infrastructure. Bint Jaibel News relayed Channel 13 reporting that Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu held a limited situational assessment and that a senior Israeli official confirmed preparations are underway to obtain Trump administration approval to resume fighting against Iran. Israeli hospitals were reportedly instructed to prepare for a return to emergency status, per Israeli media relayed by Bint Jaibel News. UNIFIL post-mandate presence. UN peacekeeping chief Jean-Pierre Lacroix indicated the UNIF may maintain a presence in southern Lebanon after the UNIFIL mandate ends, noting Lebanon has been very clear it wants a continued UNIFIL presence. End of Sitrap. Full coverage at sitrapisr.com.